So I got lost in this little Parisian suburb, and I desperately needed to charge my phone. I found this deserted bar at the corner of the street. Hi, excuse me, sir, is there a place I can charge my phone and I'll grab a coffee?
So if I don't let you charge, you will not buy a coffee?
Completely caught off guard, I just replied, that's right. I didn't think much of it, and this happened.
What kind of crap is this?
Actually, it was in French, so it sounded more like this. Mais qu'est-ce que cette merde? But for the sake of this video, I'll be speaking in English, I'll be wearing this beret right here, and this mustache.
I would let you charge for free. I don't understand your stupid mentality. Go, charge. You don't need to buy a coffee.
Thank you? And I insisted on buying coffee.
You don't have to, but fine. Your ways frustrates me.
Still trying to process what had just happened, I tried to explain to him that that's just the way we do it back home in Canada. For example, if you wanted to use the washroom in a business establishment, you would buy something small like a bottle of water because washrooms are meant to be for clients only. It's not like this all the time, but generally that's the rule. And people like me just want to be courteous. And I think that this is just a difference in culture.
There are no culture in this world. We are all the same.
And that right there alarmed me, because it's precisely wrong. Yes, we're all the same, we're humans, but this whole world is made of cultures. There are cultures within cultures. This very moment right here is a clash of culture. And what I mean by culture is a way of thinking. The Oxford Dictionary defines culture as the ideas, customs, and social behavior of a particular people or society, or the attitudes and behavior characteristics of a particular social group. The fundamental meaning of culture really boils down to a way of thinking, and the way you think is the way you reason. And right now, there's a clash of reasoning. As I walked home, I started to understand where this man was coming from. He didn't have the washrooms are for clients only mentality that most businesses have. So he saw my behavior as a business transaction. He thought that I would not give him business if he hadn't done this favor for me. But that was not the case. I just wanted to charge my phone, and because I didn't want to use him, I wanted to buy a coffee. It was my way of saying thank you. In my eyes, I was being courteous and considerate. In his eyes, I was being a person with a stupid mentality.
So if I don't let you charge, you will not buy coffee?
That's right. I could see how he could have seen me as a spiteful person, but I only said that because I would need to go somewhere else to charge my phone. It was not out of spite. So all of this stems from a complete misunderstanding due to differences of culture. And culture in its most basic sense, a way of thinking. Our cultural discord is not necessarily based on our nationality or ethnicity, because we don't know, maybe that was a small town mentality versus a big city mentality, who knows. Cultures come in so many forms. But what's for sure is that this man and I had completely different outlooks on this issue, at least. And that's really important to understand, because I could have easily judged this man as an asshole. True, he didn't have much tact when speaking, but his actions spoke louder than his words. And he clearly judged me as someone with a stupid mentalité. But if he really understood my point of view, he would understand that I meant well. This little life instance happens so often. Just think about those seemingly insignificant feuds that you have with your coworker or a friend that has no resolution because one thinks the other is unreasonable. And don't get me wrong, there are people who really are unreasonable. Sir, sorry, you're stepping on my foot.
No, why did you put your foot under mine?
Culture differences lead to misunderstanding, and unfortunately, it happens a lot between two parties that share the same virtues, but only see things within their framework of reasoning. The way you overcome this is by putting the effort in understanding the other point of view. But why even bother? Here I am, willing to understand him, and he just walks away oblivious to the complexities of reality. But it is worth putting the effort, because it makes you an understanding person, which is one of the highest virtues. Doing so is an end in itself. In other words, putting the effort to be understanding doesn't lead to becoming virtuous. Putting the effort is being virtuous. And if being understanding and seeing the world clearly is not enough of an incentive for you, just think of this. At least now your world will have less assholes. And in his case, less people with a stupid mentalité. I had fun making this video. If you want to see me in a beret and mustache, check out the video version on YouTube/ChasingGods. Thanks for listening, guys, and thank you to my Patreon supporters. There are different ways to help this podcast grow. You can be a Patreon supporter yourself. Check out patreon.com/chasinggods, or you can share this podcast with your friends or give it a 5-star rating. Either way, I truly appreciate it. All right, see you on the next episode.